Britain has a new Prime Minister, 3 weeks after the country voted to leave the European Union. Overnight, the Queen formally accepted David Cameron's resignation and asked Theresa May to form a new government. Mrs May's new cabinet will include former London Mayor Boris Johnson, who's been appointed Foreign Secretary after successfully campaigning for Britain to leave the EU. Emergency services have worked through the night to clear the wreckage of a truck and a train which crashed in southwest Victoria. The train was carrying around 100 passengers when it collided with the truck at a level crossing near Colac yesterday. The truck driver is in hospital in a stable condition, while another 19 people were treated for minor injuries. It's emerged the level crossing was due to be upgraded last year. The Consumer Watchdog will investigate new claims against one of the country's biggest vocational education providers. It's alleged that Careers Australia is using banned tactics such as cold calling and calling students and tricking vulnerable people into signing up to expensive courses. Careers Australia has denied that it carries out cold calling. In May, the company agreed to repay $44 million to the federal government after cancelling bogus enrolments.
Exceptionally concerned to hear those allegations, and if the undertaking we have is being breached in either letter or spirit, then we've got the capacity to take stronger action.